Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a joy to be with you. Well, 2020 was a year like none other than I've ever experienced. And so it is a real joy and a privilege to be here with you today, face to face, without a mask, and share with you the annual Gideon message. What we lived through last year really reshaped our lives, and as Gideons, it reshaped the ministry and what we could do. The pandemic was truly an awesome, terrible experience for all of us. And so I have prepared a somewhat different Gideon presentation than you would normally have received today. But let's get started. Who was Gideon? Do you remember his story in the Old Testament, in the book of Judges? Anybody shake their head yes? Well, in that case, he was an unassuming Hebrew from the tribe of Manasseh, a small tribe, and he lived, I'm going to give you a range of dates, but about 1200 BC, a couple hundred years before the time of David. It was a time when the Hebrew people were under great oppression and persecution, under tremendous tribulation. And why he's in the Bible is that when God spoke to him, he listened and was obedient. And because of that, through him, God worked many wonders and saved his people. Just a plain man, ordinary man. Well, who are Gideons today? Well, we are an association of Christian business and professional men who have a burden for the lost. What do Gideons do? We partner with churches for one goal, to save souls. And how do we do that? Three ways. First, through the distribution of scriptures. Second, by our own personal witness. And thirdly, by associating together for service. I'd like to spend just a moment on each of those so you have a good understanding of them. In the area of distributions, in 2020, our worldwide scripture distributions declined to just 65 million. 65 million may sound like a big number, but when you think there's over 7 billion souls out there, and a third of them probably haven't even heard the name of Jesus, we have a serious job. The prior year, we were on path to do 100 million scriptures. And I will share with you today that from the country of India, the word is getting out and available to those people. And we have an order from the Gideons in India for 100 million Bibles. Can you believe that? That we can't provide yet. But they're hungry for that word. Here in the United States, our distributions plummeted. It's heartbreaking to just 600,000 from the prior year's 7 million. The pandemic was debilitating. Think of it for a moment. Hospitals, nursing homes, schools, public buildings, all on lockdown, closed. We as Gideons were not able to meet face to face and plan alternatives. We finally moved to Zoom, but ended up just in prayer and persevering, knowing that God would be with us. In addition to our normal distributions, we have a program known as the Life Book. And I know that's been previously mentioned and you've been a part of it. I have an example of the first one that was published. It is one of the Gospels. This is the Gospel of John, the first one that was presented. You see, it's in a little unusual format, a square format that adds additional space to the margins in the text. What that's for is on one of the margins, as a youth in a church had started to read it, they would make a comment in the margin with a little pen, ask questions, show their concerns, and give a commentary on the text. And then a mentor, such as myself or Ken or any of you, use the other margin to answer their question and direct them into further study. The goal is that these would be taken then by the youth in your church after they've read it and recognized the truth of the gospel and share it peer-to-peer with their friends. It's an opportunity to develop their witness also. So I encourage you to consider, again, using the Life Book for your youth. I don't want this thing to flip over again. I don't know what I'm going to do here. Okay. The second part of our work was that of personal witnessing. And for that, we have three tools. First is the personal worker's testament that we just heard a wonderful testimony about. It's small enough to carry in my pocket, in my briefcase. Actually, where I ended up carrying is in the little door pocket in my car. And so when God provides an opportunity to place in my path someone that might need encouragement or for the first time receive a copy of the Word, it's available. The second part of that is the new 20th Century Bible app right here. This is the personal worker's testament that's on one little plastic card. We give those out, and if you'd like a pocket full of them yourself, you can give them out. It has all the instructions you need to go online and download the Bible onto your cell phone or your tablet. And in a setup screen, choose one of 100 languages. Choose one of a dozen or more of the translations that are available in the English language. Set the font that you're comfortable reading and the size of that font so the seniors can read it also. When you get tired reading, you touch the screen and it reads it to you. So it indeed is a wonderful, wonderful tool, and I guess thank you for technology, God. And of course, the third of witnessing tools is the Life Book that we have. All right, the third area of the Gideon work is this term that I gave you, associating together for service. And the best way I can explain that is the term iron sharpens iron. As Gideons, we meet every Saturday morning for prayer, for Bible reading, for associating together for service. What that means is we support each other in our walk with Christ. We hold each other accountable and become brothers. Let me explain it this way. In addition to the Saturday prayer time, we have a monthly training program where we learn to become men of the Bible, men of prayer, men of a compassionate heart. Men that are better disciples, I'd say a better husband, a better father, and a better church member. So that's the work of the Gideons. The basis for this work, the Gideons have adopted from the book of Isaiah, the verse Isaiah 55:11 that I share with you now. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The reason I share this with you is the word return is a focus for our presentation today. Our international association is located in Nashville, Tennessee, and there every week they receive many return testimonies of how God's word has transformed lives because it was available at a time when it was needed so much. As another example of this, I'd like to share with you one of these testimonies. I'm ready if you can play that video now for us.
My name is Ryan Reese, and I grew up in Los Angeles, California. And when I was growing up, I was the son of a pastor, but there was always still something inside me that wanted to see what was on the other side of the ministry, like the music, the art, the rock and roll. So I'm working in the music industry, I'm working in the skateboard industry for about 18 years. What did I find there? I found money. I was traveling the world 9 months out of the year, working with some of the biggest rock and hip hop bands, cocaine like crazy, tons of Xanax, alcohol like crazy, drinking every single day. And I just, all my habits increased because I had more opportunity, more parties, more opportunity, traveling the world, living this dream, and nothing can satisfy my soul. And it all boils down to where I'm in Costa Rica and I OD for the third time. And I just remember being in my hotel room and I'm like, Jesus, I'm like, if you exist, reveal yourself to me. Prove that you're real to me. I need you to show up in my life and I need you to heal me and I need you to radical change me. And I remember going, man, I'm gonna go, is there a Bible in here? And I'm like, I know there's these Bibles in these hotel rooms. I would see them all over the place. I'd be high on cocaine and open the door or the drawer and see a Gideon Bible. I steal it, I put it in my backpack because I'm gonna find God. So I throw the Bible in there, I get on the plane, I start reading the Bible, the Gideon Bible, for 6 hours straight from Panama City all the way to LAX. And as I'm reading, the whole skateboard team, the photographers, the filmers, everyone's looking over at me, reading the Bible, the cocaine pirate. And I remember when I landed in LAX after reading the living word of God, which is the DNA of Jesus Christ. Landing in LAX and just feeling that peace that I've never felt. And I remember just going, God, I don't know what you want to do with my life. Here I am. Do whatever you want to do in my life. And I said, God, thy will be done. The Whosoevers is a movement of whosoevers leading the way to reflect Christ in culture. Our verse is John 3:16. God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So now what we're doing is we're going to public high schools with a full stage sound and setup. We got skateboarders, music, a band, I speak, different speakers. There's hundreds of kids that show up. We meet with them, we talk to them, we pray with them. I had a real encounter with Jesus Christ, and he's real, he's alive, and he transforms lives. I can meet the guy that put that Bible in that hotel and just say, well done, faithful servant. Look what you've done.
Well, I wish I could bring Ryan here with me today, and I would thank him for those kind words. And I would also tell him something else. I have with me here today one of our hotel Bibles that I got from our Bible chairman when we make distributions in hotels in the area. But I wanted to have that for today because this is what Ryan had in his backpack. This is that sword of God that transformed his life. And I wanted him to know that he called it a Gideon Bible. No, this is God's Bible. This is God's word placed by Gideon's. But I would want him to know that very likely, there's a good chance Someone in these pews out here could have funded that for him, to allow him to have a face-to-face thank you with where the Bible really came from and who provided it. Thank you. Now, with all of that, there are two things, takeaways today that I'd like to leave with you. The first is that we are mission ministry partners together. We have a partnership. We have members in 200 countries around the world now. They live there, these men. They speak the language. They know, as business professional men, they know how to organize distributions. They know who to contact to make that a reality, and in many countries in the world, that's a real difficulty. And most importantly, they support themselves. Economically, they're the best possible missionary you can have. No better return, so to speak, for your investment. Number two, we are stewards of your resources. And I'm pointing at you in the pews. What are those resources? They are the things that allow Gideons to exist. Without your resources, there'd be no Gideons. They are first and foremost your prayers. If during your daily devotion you've got an extra minute, an extra second, add the Gideons. We'd appreciate it so much, because we know that unless our work is prayed up, it will never be fruitful. Secondly, of course, is your continued financial support so that we can print and distribute those Bibles to people like Ryan. And thirdly, potential members to become Gideons, as Jan shared with you. Our members and future members are sitting out here in the pews. All of these are critical to our requirement. Now, as stewards, we are responsible for the care and conservation of those resources and the investment in them to make them fruitful. And I will share with you in closing what the Apostle Paul said about this topic to the church in Corinth. Corinthians 4:2, the ultimate measure of a steward is that he be found faithful. Brothers and sisters, I thank you for the opportunity to come and share with you today and for your continued support. I know it will be an essential, critical, eternal, it'll make a difference for that young student in Zimbabwe who's never seen a Bible, for the inmate at the Wayne County Jail who's crying out because of his addiction, to the young single mother in Chicago who's dealing with the loss of her only child from a drive-by shooting. They all will thank you, as I do. God bless.